Three Republicans are running in next week's primary election for Illinois Attorney General. The winner will challenge the current AG in the fall election, Democrat Kwame Raoul. A Sun-Times WBEZ poll finds the majority of Republicans in Illinois have become captivated by an anti-democratic conspiracy theory about the 2020 presidential election. WBEZ's Patrick Smith looks at what that means for the race for Attorney General.
In November 2020, former Cook County prosecutor David Shostokas testified before the Pennsylvania State Senate. In livestream footage, he's seated at a long table in front of a microphone with a mostly supportive crowd seated behind him.
Good afternoon. I'm Dave Shostokas. I'm an attorney licensed to practice law in Illinois and Florida.
Shostokas was there as part of the Lawyers for Trump group alongside Rudy Giuliani, and he was pushing the disproven claims that the voting and vote counting process in the 2020 election was somehow improper.
Then they take them and put them someplace, and I have no idea, and then the secrecy envelopes would go to another slicing machine, and that'd be sliced open. We had really no concept of what was going on.
Now, Shostokas is running for Illinois Attorney General. He says his past work on election legitimacy helped inspire his run. A recent Sun-Times WBEZ poll showed Shostokas is in last place among the Republican candidates. However, it also found that most likely Republican voters haven't made up their minds yet on the race. That same poll found two-thirds of likely Republican voters in Illinois do not believe Joe Biden was legitimately elected president. That's something Shostokas hopes will swing the undecided voters his way.
We're very optimistic that that'll be the case.
The legitimacy of the 2020 presidential election is not an open question. More than 60 lawsuits filed by people loyal to former President Donald Trump failed to turn up evidence of election impropriety. Trump's faithful attorney general and his own daughter say he lost. But Tom DeVore, a downstate attorney who is ahead of Shostokas in the poll, gave a similar answer to his primary opponent when asked about whether Biden was legitimately elected.
Well, if anybody's going to answer that question to you honestly, you're going to say, I don't know.
DeVore says he was inspired to run by his crusade against Governor J.B. Pritzker's COVID mitigation executive orders. He says the governor overstepped his authority.
I think the attorney general had an obligation to step forward and say this is not how we govern and that we need to get back to doing things the way they're supposed to do.
The third Republican running is Steve Kim. He's been endorsed by the Chicago Tribune and the Daily Herald, and he differs from his two opponents on the election issue.
Joe Biden is the president of the United States. And I do not see any evidence otherwise.
Our polling shows it's two-thirds of Illinois Republicans who do not believe the presidential election was legitimately decided. How do you win over those voters who disagree with you on what seems to be a very central issue to those voters?
I'm going to focus on the Office of Attorney General and what I can do here in Illinois as the Illinois Attorney General.
Kim says what voters he talks to care about is crime, corruption, and businesses leaving the state. DeVore and Shostokas both say they'd use the power of the office to investigate claims of voter fraud or other election issues here in Illinois. But former Maine Attorney General and Harvard lecturer James Tierney says all this talk about the 2020 presidential election is basically irrelevant.
Well, legally, even the next presidential election doesn't fall in the jurisdiction of an attorney general, and certainly the past one doesn't. But we live in a highly polarized world where, you know, some people really do believe the sun rises in the west. It has nothing to do with what that person would do once they were in office.
Tierney says the most important thing for a would-be attorney general is the ability to hire the right people and effectively manage a big office with a broad mandate, essentially to be a really good bureaucrat. But he says, as the state's chief legal officer, the attorney general is the second most important statewide elected official after the governor.
They have the capacity to set the legal framework, the moral framework for everyone. If the attorney general doesn't do it right, then we really can't expect anybody else to do it right. So it's a big deal.
The Republican candidates, Shostokas, DeVore, and Kim, face off in the primary election on June 28th. Democratic incumbent Kwame Raoul has no challenger in the primary. Patrick Smith, WBEZ News.